Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Senator Kaine looked trim and ready for battle after a series of summer hikes on the Appalachian Trail. First, he questioned the White House decision to stop talking with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Dialogue guarantees nothing, but the absence of dialogue usually guarantees bad things.
Specifically, he fears new loss of civilian and military lives.
The obvious worry is with the Afghan elections coming up and the Taliban wanting to disrupt the elections to show that they're still a power to be reckoned and that they do not acknowledge the government of President Ghani. I'm very, very worried about Afghans, but also about U.S. troops in Afghanistan over the next few weeks.
And he predicted Republicans on the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committee would be equally upset. Kaine wondered how long the GOP would remain silent.
The most shocking instance recently is the president taking all this money out of military construction projects, and the Republicans not saying anything. If you won't stand up for our military, who will you stand up for?
Kaine said he'd be watching to see if his Republican colleague, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, would, in his words, be squawking over the loss of tens of millions of dollars Congress appropriated for projects at Camp Lejeune and Fort Bragg. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.